Twitter or Twitch. Bad leads, short little clips that really make people doubt the story, rightfully so, however, then they are debunked right after the fact. So, for example, the other day there was this bizarre story of this one student who had two different fathers, and two different individuals identifying themselves as her father cried over her. One of them was with glasses, one was with not, without glasses, and one had a beard. So there were actually three. It was more than just two. And I thought, well, maybe the bearded one is I guess you would call it the birthing person. Like, I thought maybe there was something else going on here, because it did seem to be several confusing accounts. Because it's like, well, which one is the father? It says here, even also, listen to this. Just hours after the killing, there were claims about the suspect being transgendered. So there was all kinds of fake leads put out there. So you have to keep in mind that there is fake and there is fake. And fake is the distraction they put to keep you from noticing that the whole thing is fake. So, for example, you can have a false lead such as, oh, there was a second shooter, and it gets debunked. Well, now the conspiracy theorists have all been debunked because they said there was a second shooter. Now the media has debunked it. Well, the second shooter is just as fake as the first shooter, just as everything else on this stage is fake. So it's a good act of, it's an example of misdirection, is what it really comes down to. So they give us